one of the main guys we came to Hoover to see and talk to is sitting with us right now, Derrick Brown from Auburn University. Derrick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you all?
Doing great. So you're sitting here at SEC Media Days. I wouldn't have thought we'd be seeing you here. I thought we'd be seeing you somewhere in an NFL camp by now. What made you decide to come back for one more year with the Auburn Tigers?
I'm going to go ahead and get my degree right now. Don't see any reason to push it back any farther. And I chose to come back and be able to come in and have hopes of competing for a championship. And, you know, these guys that are on my team now, I feel very special about. And I think that, you know, we got a very good chance this year.
Did you factor in the point that your brother Cameron is going to be a freshman member, a linebacker on this team this year at Auburn? Did that factor into your decision at all?
I mean, definitely just being able to have my little brother here. I mean, that was a huge decision. And just being able to have him around, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
How emotional was that for you guys when he committed to Auburn? I mean, I know a lot of people recruited him, but we weren't sure where he was going to go, and then the decision he was going to go to Auburn. It seemed like there was a big overflow of emotions when he decided to come to Auburn and you guys decided you were going to get to be on the same team together.
I mean, just definitely a big family decision. I mean, we're forever bought into the Auburn family now. Both my parents went to Mississippi State, but I mean, they still got their alumni, their alumnus, but I mean, they definitely bought in now to Auburn for sure.
So before we talk about on the field, you're on every list there could possibly be, the good works team with Allstate, anything that has to do with good works or doing well off the field or community service. Just talk about that and your commitment to the community and all the things that go with that.
I believe growing up that, you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, I've always seen people around me. My parents always did for others and did whatever they had to help out other people and not having the most. So, I mean, I thought that was big because, you know, that just kind of instilled in me. It doesn't matter what skill you have to be able to help folks out and be able to give, but you can also give to those who don't have everything that you have. It doesn't matter how much you have. You always have something that you can contribute to everybody else.
Is there one thing that stands out the most for you in terms of when you've been able to give back and felt really good about yourself or who you've been able to help out?
I mean, I don't like to brag about any of that stuff. And, you know, it's just kind of those things that, you know, I do. I mean, believe that we're all humble servants of the Lord. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that, you know, that if anybody's going to reward you for it, it'll be him in the end.
Derrick Brown joining us here at the radio. Derrick, I understand you do have a baby son, right? Mm-hmm. Has he been offered yet by Auburn?
No, not yet. Hopefully soon.
All right. Tell me about when it was already brought up about your little brother. Now, how are you going to be really watching over him, or is he going to let him do his thing?
I'm going to let him do his thing completely. You know, I'm going to be there for him when he needs me, kind of just trying to figure out, you know, kind of balance how not to be over him too much, but also help him and, you know, help him in the decision-making that he does about things.
How do you feel we get people coming on the air, media people, claiming that Auburn's got the best defensive front, not only in the SEC but in the nation? How do you react to that?
I mean, you know, it's a breath of fresh air to hear it, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference if you go preseason ranked number one team. If you come out on the bottom, I mean, we're just going to go in there with a blue-collar work ethic and be able to go throughout this offseason and throughout the season working week in, week out.
Now, I assume during fall practice you do go against the first-team offense, correct?
Correct.
Well, if your defense is as good as we say, we may not know about your offense until they get on the field against Oregon, because you're going to dominate probably.
Well, yeah, well, you think that, but, hey, I told you those guys, you come and play against our offensive line this fall, you better bring a lunch pail because it's going to be a long one.
We're very partial to Davis, who played at Vigor. Obviously, he's now in the NFL. How are you going to miss him on defense? Maybe not so much physically, but what he did as far as being a coach on the field?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Deshaun was definitely a big part of us. And, you know, when he left and those guys left, I mean, they definitely took a big part of us with them. And it's just kind of one of those things where, but, you know, it's college football. It's the way it works. People leave it every year. It's how it works. It's a cycle.
Your roommate's Marlon Davidson, right?
Yes.
He's here this week as well. Is that a big room?
No, we stay in an apartment, so he got his side, I got my side.
I heard that you guys came up here today on a 7-seater plane, except you could only get 5 in there. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Is that true?
I mean, apparently that's what they said, but hey, we got here. That's all that matters to me.
Randy asked you about coming back. Come on, tell us the truth. You came back so you could be here at Media Day, right?
I mean, this is something I've grew up watching, so, I mean, just being able to have this opportunity is very special to me.
tell me about how good the defense can be this year for Auburn. You've been now a part of a good college program for a long time. What's the limits for this defense?
I don't think that we can. We know that right now. We're gonna figure that out during fall camp and throughout the season. We'll see.
Derek, if Auburn asked you, because you've been here all 4 years, if they asked you to go out and recruit, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know, if you were trying to sell a student athlete to come to Auburn, what would be your pitch?
For you to fall in love with Auburn, it doesn't have to have anything to do with football. And I mean, it's a very special place, and there's people there on the plains are very special people.
You're from the state of Georgia. Is that game special for you to play in Georgia?
Yeah, definitely. It's where I'm from. You know, I know a lot of people on their team, and it's just kind of been one of those things where it's been back and forth throughout the years.
So do you look forward more to that game than the Alabama game?
No, they're both the same.
How do you feel about opening up with Oregon in the schedule? Everybody's saying Auburn, South Carolina, and Texas A&M have the toughest schedules.
Iron sharp with iron, so let's go. If we're going to start off playing against the best, then that's what we got to expect all year, so let's do it.
Derek, before you go, I got to put in a plug for the Senior Bowl. We'd love to see you in Mobile at the end of the season. I know you got a lot of football to play before then, but just one plug for the Senior Bowl and postseason. Just give us some thought, all right?
We have an invite here if you want it. Do you want us to hold now or should we wait? Should we wait? We're helping.
We'll see.
All right, Derek, we appreciate you, man. Good luck this season with the Auburn Tigers.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Derek Brown, defensive lineman for the Auburn Tigers. You don't need me to tell you that.